Arizona sports, the local sports leader, Bickley and Marotta.
Social Studies, brought to you by Carol Royce, Keller Williams Realty East Valley. Get more money selling your home. Go to higherprice.com. That's higherprice.com.
9 o'clock is here. Sarah Cazell is here. Social Studies is here for the final time this week before the holiday. Let's do this.
Let's do this thing.
Oh, oh, I am so excited.
I'm thinking about mashed potatoes already. Our final question today has me just thinking about Thanksgiving sides, and my goodness, I'm ready for it.
All right.
All right, fatty, no friends moment aside. Let's get into social studies. We're on Twitter at Bickley underscore Marotta. That's where we post our questions every day, and I pull my favorite answers from there. What are you guys going to be watching when it comes to the Cardinals the rest of the way? We've talked about how the season, it basically feels over, right? I guess technically it's not, but you certainly don't see a lot more wins on the calendar. What are you guys going to be watching for? Open-ended question. What do you want to see from specific players as far as effort?
I thought that you meant what we're going to be watching instead of the Cardinals.
I mean,
no, I'm going to be watching to see when and if Kyler Murray plays. I'm going to be looking to see what kind of commitment and energy and purpose and fire. I'm going to look to see if this head coach in whatever amount of time he has left, it can rally this team around something that is other than making the playoffs, because that goal is done gone.
Yeah, they tried that. That first scene of Hard Knocks. Hey, we have a 3-game stretch against division opponents. We win those first two, we'll be playing for first place. Well, they went 1-2. They're 4-7 at this point. I think Vic brings up a great point. Professional pride. That's what you can watch for. What guys want to be a part of this organization moving forward? What guys want to salvage something? When I say salvage something, yeah, you're not talking about playoffs. Almost like the repairing of pride. Mm-hmm. Because I think that not only is the record bad, I think that this organization and a lot of the individuals on this team, their pride's been hurt this year.
Certainly. And then some players will be potentially playing for opportunities elsewhere, trying to show off for the other teams. All right. We asked our listeners what they're going to be watching for the rest of the season. And the answers are pretty dark, pretty downtrodden. Megan Cassidy says, I will be watching the Suns. AZ Beer Dad says, this Cardinals team has quit. There is not much else to see other than Cliff Kingsbury and Steve Keim being shown the door. A lot of answers in that theme. Oof. Alfeezy, Dan Bickley, you are not going to like this one. Alfeezy says, I just gifted the rest of my season tickets. I'm sickened by this season. I'll just be watching Christmas movies.
Wow. Wow. Anybody seen the new Christmas movie with Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds yet? Spirited?
No. Oh, wait. Is that the kind of dark, weird, violent one?
No, it's a musical, right? No,
oh, I'm thinking of a different.
Yes, it's like a Christmas Carol. It's the latest edition.
Oh, okay.
I was about to watch it the other. Me and my wife were about to watch it, and then the login we had for Apple Plus no longer worked.
No, so that's tragic. Who do we got to call?
Was it a pirated login? Was it a borrowed login?
It was a borrowed one. It wasn't a pirated one.
This is Jarrett's way of groveling for a new login.
I gotta tweet him at Jarrett GC.
I wish that worked.
Oh, maybe a good Samaritan will slide into your DMs.
Slide into yours.
Full of good Samaritans in my DMs, absolutely. Charlotte Schaff says she will be watching the Hype Men, like you guys were just saying, Dan and Vince. Like Buda Baker on and off the field, I'm going to focus on the positive because the negative makes me sad.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray, if he regresses, Cliff Kingsbury needs to go, says TL. And then BIM says, I'll be watching to see who plays like something is on the line, even when it's not. We never miss home games, but we sure would like some home wins for a change. All right, moving on to our next question, a Thanksgiving-themed question with the big day tomorrow. With these four teams, the four primary teams here in the Valley, what are you most thankful for? For the Suns, the Cardinals, the D-backs, the Coyotes.
Thankful for the Suns being like the beacon of hope in this city right now. For me, the D-backs, I like the youth movement. I'm thankful that they've got this youth movement going on, and there's actually reasons to be excited about some prospects coming up. For the Coyotes, the Kachina jerseys being back.
Oh, so good.
And for the Cardinals, that there's only 6 games left.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm thankful that the weather is beautiful here in the wintertime.
Yeah, he's got new golf clubs.
Get back to me when somebody wins a championship. How about that?
Yeah, that's fair. That's absolutely fair. All right. Justin Prestigard says, for the Suns, he is thankful that Vince is an awesome PA announcer. Yes, absolutely. He's also thankful for the Diamondbacks youth movement working its way up. And Frank Lopez says, for the Suns, you never forget your first love. But for the Cardinals, the lesson is you can never truly trust anyone. Coyotes, you have the coolest logo. D-backs, you're our only champ. Alex.
It's good. Is poetic.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a great one from Alex. He says, for the Suns, I'm thankful for the Suns just being the Suns. For the Cardinals, they make me thankful even more for the Suns. D-backs, youth prospects, and then Coyotes, he says he met his wife at a Coyotes game. Yay, Alex, we love that. Someone's getting a ring out of the Coyotes games. And finally.
Oh, that's ruthless.
We're talking about Thanksgiving dishes, y'all. Your favorite Thanksgiving side dish. 4 options are listed. Of course, if your favorite isn't there, go ahead and drop it in. Mashed potatoes, stuffing or dressing. I still don't know the difference. But is there a difference between
I think it might be a regional thing.
Oh, okay.
I think it's the same thing. I call it stuffing.
Okay, that's what we
dressing
call it in our
goes
house
on
as well.
Salad to me.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese is the 3rd option, or green bean casserole. What's your guys' favorite side dish for Thanksgiving?
Ooh. I'm going to defer and let Bick answer first because I know he loves
short
Thanksgiving meal.
No, there's, listen, the staples of Thanksgiving, for me, quite literally for the birds, you can have it all. Stuffing is good, but everything else, I do not like sweet potatoes. I do not like cranberry. Mashed potatoes, I'm down with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is the Bickley
family? It depends. Generally, like a brisket and maybe a ham.
Yeah, okay.
And then a twice baked potatoes.
Yeah,
yes. We kind of go down our own path.
I need you to call my family because those all sound better. I'm not entirely with you because I like some of the stuff, but that all sounds better than turkey.
Of the choices on the poll, if I could eat mac and cheese every single day, every meal of every day, I would. But it's never been a Thanksgiving thing for me.
Okay.
Of the ones you mentioned, I think I like green bean casserole the best.
Mm. Thank you. I was hoping somebody would say that.
I like
that the best.
And I like it too.
At one point in my life, when I was on the Revitalized program, I ate a ton of green beans and I got really sick of them, but I never get sick of them on Thanksgiving.
There we go.
I may have mentioned this last year because this is my second year having to do this. I have to make a gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free, green bean casserole.
Wow.
It's just a bowl of water. Best of luck to you. 43% of our voters, wow, I am shocked to see this, 43% said stuffing/dressing.
I do like stuffing, too.
Is their favorite. I think it's terrible. Is their favorite side dish. 40% said mashed potatoes, 39% now. 11% went with mac and cheese. 7% said green bean casserole. Lasagna is a side dish for Thanksgiving.
Hey, why not?
I wish.
I respect it. Cheese doodle dad, absolutely.
I'll have turkey with a side of lasagna, please.
Oh, absolutely. And then green bean casserole is bussin' for real, no cap.
It's the house in the boots.
Yes. And then J-Rod Card submitted this one. We make broccoli casserole. Don't knock it. It's broccoli, rice, onions, Velveeta cheese.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Okay, J-Rod, whip some up.
Yeah.
We want to try it.
We're here for another 45 minutes.
Yeah, government.
And J-Rod, thank you for all the great job you did tutoring and teaching the little dude. Yeah.
Thanks, J-Rod.
Yes. Monster.
Oh.
Former teacher of Cole Bickley.
Wow, how about that?
Yes.
Thank you, Sarah. Thanks for everybody who
chimed
in.
Sorry for any trauma that might have incurred on you.
Honestly, that's
right. And like Sarah, I too now am very hungry. Coming up next, we'll get to talk NFL. Mark Schlereth joins us straight ahead. It's Bickley and Murata Mornings here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. NFL analyst Mark Schlereth talks football with Bickley and Murata. Brought to you by Earnhardt Ford and Chandler. Shop local. Shop EarnhardtFord.com.
Every Wednesday we talk NFL with Mark Schlereth from NFL on Fox 104.3 The Fan. And Mark joins us right now on the Arizona Sports Link. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Real good. Our local football team's given us a lot to talk about, whether it's 28-point blowouts on Monday Night Football, to coaches being fired, to quarterbacks not getting on the field, to maybe players not giving maximum effort late in games. What do you make of all of this that's going on with the Cardinals at this point of the season?
Yeah, well, obviously it's a mess. It's never what you want. It's never a good thing, and it just seems as though, you know, that organization's a bit disconnected right now, which, you know, I mean, you look at that and you think to yourself, you can't fire all the players, and something's got to change, right? So it's at some point you got to make a decision on how you're going to change those things. It's the same stuff we're going through in Denver right now. Like, how are you going to get a team to play well that just doesn't seem to, you know, to have the focus or the attention to detail that is required to be a good football team? So there's a lot of questions that need to be answered, and you probably need to be answered sooner than later.
You know, Colt McCoy came in against the Rams, and it represented a change in look and tempo, and it might have caught the Rams off guard, and the Rams are a mess of their own right. What we saw against the 49ers was proof of what you've been saying all along, that this system and this offense is not built to beat the really good teams in the NFL, and that's become pretty clear. As a guy who played the game at its highest level, what kind of head coach, if you own the Arizona Cardinals, what do you need to put around Kyler Murray to get this kid to work?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question, and you know, it's one of those things that I just think that there are things that need to happen for players in general and football teams in general. And I'll say that by saying this. I went out and did a Pittsburgh game a couple weeks ago, and I'm watching a drill where safeties and linebackers are one-on-one with running backs.
Mm-hmm.
And coming out of the backfield, right? And there's throws, and they're running these little short routes, and then it's rallying up and trying to make a tackle and trying to make a guy miss in the open field. And, you know, it's a heated, and it's it's just a fun drill, and you got to have position as a defender, and yeah, it's like it's lively, right? There's live competition. Guys are into it. It was fun. And so I'm watching this drill, and it's great, and it's kind of a pre-practice drill, and they're going to town. Then all of a sudden, Mike Tomlin goes, okay, switch it around. And now all of a sudden, the safeties and the linebackers are the ones running the routes and catching the ball. And it's the running backs that have to make those tackles. And it was funny, you know, it's fun to watch it, and they were real competitive, and these guys that are trying to shake down the running backs, you know, and the running backs trying to stay balanced up and everything else. And I love that drill simply because of this. It gives you empathy for how hard everybody else's jobs are.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's really important to start to have a better global perspective on what's real. And what you have to understand if you're Kyler Murray and this next coaching staff, if that is in fact the way they go, is how difficult it is to sit there and scramble around and be off schedule and not have a running game for the guys up front. Like, that is incredibly difficult. And you know how difficult it is to run the ball when you don't have a tight end that's willing to throw a block, that's a non-participant? Like, these are things to me that if you want to be good, you have to understand football from a global perspective, but you have to understand how difficult everybody else's jobs are.
That's a great point.
And those are things to me that have to be, like, that next coaching staff has to be able to impress upon your players, like, this is real, and we can't be, none of us can be good. We can't have a winning record unless we're all sold out for one another and understand how difficult everybody's jobs are.
Mark Schlereth, our weekly guest on Wednesdays, talking NFL here on Arizona Sports. You know, the team that the Cardinals played on Monday, the San Francisco 49ers, yeah, I mean, they dominated that game. I thought they played damn near a perfect second half of that game. And me and Bick both came out of that game thinking, all right, they're only 6-4, but the 49ers look like they could be the team to beat in the NFC. How do you size them up at this point, Mark?
Yeah, they are in my mind, they're the same. They're the team to beat. I think they've just got great depth. They have this unbelievable running game. You know, they marry, not only their running game is completely married to their play action and their play pass game. It just looks, you know, it just looks identical. It's a big time starting pitcher that's got four pitches that all come out of the exact same arm slot, the exact same angle. They all look identical, and the guy's, you know, painting the black. I mean, he's unhittable. They're like, you're not going to win when you've got one of those type of pitchers. That's what they are on offense. Not only that, their adjunct run game just marries exceptionally well to what they like to do in the run game. So everything just marries well. The only downside to the 49ers are when they do get down, and it's kind of like the Baltimore Ravens in this regard. When they are humming and they are operating their offense the way they want to operate their offense, and they are running the ball and they're setting up their play action stuff all over that, they're damn near impossible to defend. But when they get out of that and they're behind and they have to throw the ball, that they're not great at that. I don't think they have those great, like, their receivers are great at run after catch and, you know, setting up the play action stuff, but they don't have that guy that can just line up at X. Like, they don't have a DeAndre Hopkins where you can say, hey, let's just go X individual routes and just let's destroy this corner over here, or this, or however they're trying to double team you through route running and your ability to have a great catch radius and all that kind of stuff. They don't have that guy. And that's the one kind of weakness. Like, Deebo Samuel's phenomenal, and you know, and Ayuk is a really good player, and Jennings, I think, is a good player. But they're built a little differently that way. That would be, to me, their only real weakness.
Would you take a look right now at Kyler Murray? This whole thing, again, it's where they're saying publicly, we don't want to put him out till he's 100%, because if he doesn't have the ability to run around, then he's really of no use to any of us. Is there a leadership component? Is it important for him to find his way back onto the football field now more than ever to show his teammates, I am willing to fight through all of this adversity. I'm willing to join you in these struggles, and I'm not going to just sit on the sideline because they're allowing me to effectively not play if I'm not 100%. You know what I mean about that?
Yeah, I do. And I mean, I always think about it this way, is nobody's 100%.
Yeah.
And therefore, you know, I mean, you all got to play hurt. You all got to play injured. I mean, that's the badge of honor that comes with playing in the National Football League. At least that's the way I feel about it. But I will say this, it is a mark on Kyler Murray. It is one of those things that make you raise your eyebrows. Well, he's not good to us if he can't scramble around and run around. Well, isn't that the problem with your offense?
Yes.
Isn't that the problem with drafting him?
Yes.
Like, hey, he's not good unless we can play off schedule.
That's not good.
Like, that to me is, and this is what I've been saying for however many years now, that you can't win consistently in the National Football League if all you have to do is play off schedule. You'll win some, and you'll be exciting, and, you know, you'll make some big plays, and you'll have some big explosive plays, and there'll be a couple games you win, but you'll lose more than you win simply because that's an unsustainable model for success. It just isn't a model of success.
All right, finally, the Jets have benched Zach Wilson, and it's interesting to hear some of the reports out of New York, because it sounds kind of like Kyler Murray, a guy that might be a little entitled, that isn't fully accountable, that doesn't exactly inspire his teammates. And we were talking earlier, are there any commonalities? Is there anything about the way football has changed that has bred a different, more entitled kind of quarterback?
Well, I mean, I think that that's my daughter's dog. I apologize.
No, it's all good, man. It's all good, dude. Right, you're now home for the holidays, homie.
Yes, I'm. Yeah, exactly. Anyhow, yeah, I mean, I think that's endemic of the league in general. And I think with young players, you got to teach them you know, you got to teach them, like what it takes to win in this league and the way you've got to sacrifice in this league and all the things that you have to do. I mean, I think that's part of your job as a coaching staff is to get the players to understand the importance of playing for one another and doing those things. So, yeah, I think that's, you know, that's endemic of the league in general. And I think there's a lot of players that come in this league that have a sense of entitlement. And you almost have to de-recruit players like you do in college. So I think that's part of it. But that's where the culture of your organization and the veteran leadership you have, play a huge role. And that has to be developed, and you've got to have those guys. So, easier said than done. There's no question about it. Now, Zach Wilson's going to get some time on the sideline to sit and think about it. The real disaster here is now there's he's going to have more free time. So there really are no moms that are going to be safe. Like that is going to be, that's going to be a disaster in New York.
Oh, your delivery. Your delivery is unbelievable. Well, Mark.
Excellent as always. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. And we'll talk again next week.
Sounds good. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Thank you, Mark Schiller. That was well set up and well delivered. He joins us to talk NFL every Wednesday from NFL on Fox and 104.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we didn't get to do it yesterday because we were doing the Cardinals breakdown, but what better way to go into the holiday weekend than with a little mustache?
Not a mustache!
Thank you, Sarah. That's next. Bickley and Murata Mornings here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Time to take a look at the Arizona Sports Poll Question. Brought to you by Sanderson Ford. The best play is at Sanderson Ford.
Happy day before Thanksgiving to all of you fabulous Bickley and Murata Mornings listeners. Very grateful for you all. And like I said earlier, stoked for that food. I'm so ready. We're going to ArizonaSports.com now for today's poll question, which is not about Thanksgiving side dishes. It is about the Territorial Cup on Friday. We're asking who wins it, Dan Bickley, Vince Murata, ASU, or U of A?
I'm going Wildcats in this one.
Yeah, I've got a different answer. My head has one answer. My heart has another. The head says Wildcats. But I can't go there. You can cast the vote. Vic answered first. You can cast it for the Wildcats.
We've got a vote for Arizona. Did our website malfunction? Oh, there we go. 53% of our voters say the Wildcats will win it.
Wow.
47% say ASU.
I just hope everybody has fun.
That's right.
Yeah. Let's just everybody have a good time.
This hasn't really been true of the Territorial Cup lately, but it used to be the better team in the rivalry always lost.
True.
In the teacup.
That has not been true the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Because the better team has won the last 5 years. Sorry to say.
That's okay.
I got to hold on to what I got to hold on to.
Yes,
Sarah.
You do.
That's today's Sanderson Ford poll question. You could vote on it now on the homepage at ArizonaSports.com.
Mustache. Not a mustache.
A mustache, a mustache, a mustache. Big mustache, thick mustache. My mustache, your mustache. Say the word mustache. A mustache, a mustache. Now we both have said mustache. A mustache, a mustache. If you only got a mustache.
Okay, so this is about mustaches.
All right, it is that time of week, a day late, that we're playing America's fastest growing facial hair related quiz sensation, mustache, not a mustache. And today's edition will be Thanksgiving themed, so all things thankful, grateful for, saying thank you. And I will be presenting a soundbite from a movie, a TV show, a song, or an interview, and Bickley and Murata will have to tell me whether the person that's talking or singing has a mustache or does not have a mustache. They get a bonus point if they correctly identify the person. First one, the 10 wins. Vince, would you like to go first or second?
I'm going to change it up. I'm going to go first.
Oh, look at this.
Vince, yeah. You would like to go first.
Yeah.
Vince, we will start with... Oh.
No, go ahead.
What were you going to say?
No.
Okay, ahead. Here we go.
One bite, girl. Yeah. One bite, girl. We just want to give gratitude. Yeah.
I was going to say I'd like to actually now go second.
That's a fun, funky jam. Come on.
I'll go first. I'll take that.
You want to pass it to?
Sure.
I'm thankful that you're willing to do this.
Do you want... Go, Dan.
Earth, Wind, and Fire mustache.
That is correct. Earth, Wind, and Fire mustache.
Meow.
I should almost give him 3 points for that. That was very selfless.
No, that's good. You got the steal. I'll take that trade.
All right, well then.
Actually, that's a dumb trade I just made, isn't it?
Well, yeah, we'll see.
He was pretty much sure.
Yeah, that would have been a, that would have been a minus two. All right, here's yours, Vinny, then.
Ain't that smart, people?
Here you go, Vinny.
Give thanks and praises to the moon sky. Give thanks and praises so high.
Sarah, you want this one?
Oh, come on. You can figure, you can figure that one out.
I'm going to go Bob Marley mustache.
That is correct. All right. 2-2 to start. And we got Dan Bickley on our Thinkful Edition here.
The Zen philosopher Basho once wrote, "A flute with no holes is not a flute. And a donut with no hole is a Danish." He's a funny guy. Unbelievable. Thank you very little.
Long way to get to the thank you theme there.
Thank you very
much. Well, that was a funny scene.
Chevy Chase, not a mustache.
That is correct. His delivery of that thing, very little. Very good. All right, Vinny.
Yeah.
Look around this locker room. Look at everybody else in here. And I want you to be grateful that you're going through this sad moment with all these other folks. Because I promise you, there is something worse out there than being sad, and that is being alone and being sad.
I can attest to that.
What?
Oh, jeez.
What? Whoa.
It's getting deep in here.
My goodness gracious.
Do you want to come over for Thanksgiving, Vince?
What time? Maybe I can double up and
1 o'clock,
have two meals.
Baby, let's go. Ooh,
I got back-to-back things.
I technically could.
I got a 1 o'clock and a 3 o'clock this year.
Really?
That's tight.
Yeah. What? What
is yeah, you make it sound schedule? Like you're upset about this, well. Jared. That's two free meals.
Yeah.
That is Jason Sudeikis as the great Ted Lasso and a mustache.
That is correct.
Good thing I didn't get that clue.
Still no Ted Lasso for you?
No.
Oh, it's so good.
Dan?
Yes.
Whoever gives the Apple Plus for Jared, give it to him.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, we'll share.
Real life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
John Denver, not a mustache.
That is correct.
Okay.
John Denver, not a mustache.
That song is huge in Munich.
Oh, that's right. No, that's the West Virginia.
Yeah, I know.
Different one, but still, same.
Maybe they love all John Denver. We don't know.
All right, Vinny.
6-4, Bic.
Thanks for the memory of sentimental verse. Nothing in my purse. And chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse.
Oh, I'm a little confused here.
You could do it. Come on.
Because I know that song was very much attached to somebody.
That's right.
But it doesn't sound like him at all.
Well, take
is
a chance.
Is that Bob Hope, not a mustache?
That is Bob Hope.
That didn't sound anything like Bob Hope.
Well, he's singing.
It?
What do you want from his life? That was him, Bob Hope.
I know he was singing,
you're
Jared.
You're so contemporary and current, Jared.
Hey, I got my finger on the pulse of what happened
in
70 years ago.
Right. Yes, you do.
70.
I would say you're an old soul, but that's not quite accurate.
All right, Dan.
Six.
Dan.
Yeah.
I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way.
When you start emoting over my clues, Vinny, I can't concentrate.
No, stop
emoting.
Can I
have a little of that again?
Yeah.
I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself
Jack
to a
Nicholson,
man.
Not a mustache.
You got it. Boom, boom, boom. All right. We got a perfect game going so far. Vince.
Yes.
Thank you, Ms. Vito. No more questions. Thank you very, very much. You've been a lovely, lovely witness.
That is Joe Pesci from My Cousin Vinny, not a mustache.
That is correct. All right, final two clues here,
right.
Potentially.
Your hand in mine, we walk the miles. Thanks to you, it will be done. For you to me, I'm the only one.
Robert Plant, not a mustache.
All right. Vinny, pressure on you.
Pressure's on. comes a classic rock clue.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
It's not classic rock. Know the song.
It's a classic.
Ooh.
No idea who sings that. Not a mustache.
His name is Andrew Gold. He was a singer-songwriter in the 70s, 80s, and he has a mustache.
Wow. How in the world would anybody know that?
Well, we had a debate. Me and Sarah had a...
We had kind of a debate of whether...
We thought if anybody would know that, it would be you. Okay. It's a combination of a sitcom song and like a soft rock 70s, 80s guy that we thought maybe would be in your wheelhouse. But in fact, it was not. And what we're thankful for is that Dan Bickley won this week on...
He deserved it.
Mustache.
Not a mustache.
He even took your clue. He got a bonus one.
He basically won by two touchdowns.
Yeah.
All right, final thoughts heading into the Thanksgiving weekend. And we got to make our Survivor Series picks quickly. Yeah. We'll do it next. Pick Liam Arata mornings here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. Quickly and Murata, song of the day.
I just figure, why not double down? Just play the entire catalog of Andrew Gold today.
Slaps.
This Lonely Boy, his biggest hit, apparently. I'm just learning of this.
Our listener, James Yunt, said, Andrew Gold, I have that record.
Yes!
2 exclamation points.
This reached number 7 in
1977. I remember this one. Okay, get to the chorus, see if you remember this.
And we'll send him to school. It'll teach him how to fight to be what I
know. Yeah, sounds kind of like the Golden Girls theme, like the other one.
Are you saying he was not a versatile artist?
He had a nice red beard, though, and that's all he needed to qualify for today's segment.
That is true. Yeah. Now I know. I'll never get stumped on Andrew Gold again. Andrew Gold, Lonely Boy, today's song of the day.
Bickley and Murata, going off the grid.
Off the grid.
Brought to you by Sweet James Accident Attorneys. If you've been hurt in an accident, call Sweet James at 800-500-5200 or sweetjames.com.
We had to rearrange schedules this week because the short weeks. We had guests all over the place. We haven't had a chance to do Survivor Series. We won't do it tomorrow. There's games tomorrow. 3 games tomorrow. Survivor Woo-hoo! Series, I know you guys, Bick, especially you, you thought it was a foregone conclusion. It ain't over. Sarah Cazell has reeled off 8 straight wins. I missed again last week.
Hey.
I picked the New York Giants. I picked against the Lions twice, and they bit me both times.
Oh,
so
this is good. This gets me anxious.
As we go into week 12. No.
Oh, yeah. I know you, brother.
I'm a second-half collapse guy. Sound familiar?
I've heard of that.
So dang!
We are tied at 37 points going into this week, Sarah. Jarrett has hit 4 in a row.
Jarrett.
Is that a meteor hurtling towards Earth? He's got 12 points. Bick, you've hit 2 in a row. You got 10. Our draft order this week, Sarah goes first, Bick second, Jarrett third, I will go fourth. It's like a Survivor pool that you may have played. You pick a team, you can't pick them for the rest of the year. Instead of elimination, we go for streaks. Streaks mean points in Survivor Series. So, Sarah, I thought this was a pretty favorable week for games. I don't know if you guys felt the same, but you've got your pick of everything on the board.
Absolutely, and I will take the San Francisco 49ers over the New Orleans Saints.
Certainly on my list, especially the way the 49ers played on Monday.
Yep.
Good pick for Sarah.
Good pick,
Could
Sarah.
Take the lead with a win.
Give me the Miami Dolphins over the Houston Texans.
That seems like the lock of the week.
Yeah, you were the last team that had Miami at your disposal.
Yep.
They have now been picked by all the teams. So Miami over Houston. Jarrett.
I can't believe I still have this one available. and that they're still on the board. I'm taking the Buffalo Bills over those Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving.
Ooh, dangerous.
I'm just telling
danger,
you.
Buffalo's familiar.
They're 1-0 in Detroit already this year.
That's right.
After winning the last
week. And they've spent a beautiful week there, apparently.
But Detroit is playing much, much better right lately.
They've won 3 straight, and 2 of those wins have cost me points in Survivor Series. Thanks a lot, Dan Campbell.
All right, so now the moment of truth.
You got a lot to choose from. I don't know what you have available, but there are good.
I am the only team that still has Kansas City left at my disposal.
Wow. I like that for you.
And they're playing,
like that for you.
They're playing the Lambs this weekend. So I might as well use Kansas City now, right? Knowing
that seems like a good pick.
Yeah. All right, Sarah, you got San Francisco, Bick, Miami. Jared, Buffalo. I went with Kansas City. Quick thoughts. Territorial Cup, Cardinals, Chargers.
Arizona's going to win. The Chargers are going to win.
Here.
And we're all going to win.
Here's your Territorial Cup question. Will both teams score over 50 points?
No. Ooh.
Will both teams score over 40?
No.
No. Over 30.
All right.
I can
get on board with over, like, maybe one in the 40s, one in the 30s. Chargers, Cardinals.
Who knows? 28-17.
Chargers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cardinals win. Justin Herbert turns it over twice.
Oh, noted Justin Herbert hater.
Hey, have a great time. You guys have a great holiday. Everybody in the audience,
likewise,
have a great holiday. Be safe. We'll see you Monday. Wolf and Luke are up next.